Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning coming down.
That was Kris Kristofferson from his album Kristofferson, Sunday Morning Coming Down. Really great song. Fantastic songwriter. Great voice, too. Agostino Nirodin Fortini. Something called Sacrifice from Suoni Immaginari.
Are you just making these names up? These aren't real artists, are they?
Courtney, I'm still doing my show here.
It looks like 6 o'clock to me.
Not yet. There's still a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, then we can say our fond farewells, Fabio.
Damn right.
I'm going to be rid of you, finally. Go ahead, finish up your show.
Yeah, and Agnello at the beginning with Senza Titolo, number 2, Non Bruggiare Tutto.
There you go again.
Don't burn everything.
Just making crap up.
No, it's don't burn anything, right? So don't burn your bridges. The codger's up momentarily. This is our last interaction here on WFMU, by the way.
We had the court ruled in my favor, I think.
So I've heard. I'm glad that it worked out for you.
Yeah, they put a restraining order against you. You have to remain at least 48 hours away from me.
No, I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, that's why I'm moving to Tuesday, to be 48 hours away from you. I don't know who's going to be on before me. I hope they play some good music. It's not likely because they're a WFMU disc jockey. Anyway, you can do your station identity.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU in, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and WFMU.org. I'm Fabio. The codger is coming up immediately.
Did you change the needle on the Victrola?
I did. Just for you. It's a brand new stylus.
Excellent.
And that's it. You know, you've got to change it every time.
I hope it's a chromium stylus.
I don't know what kind of stylus it is. But you have fun on Tuesday nights. It's Tuesday night, right?
You're going to miss me. You're going to miss me, Fabio.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yes, you will. You'll see.
All right. The codger's up next, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
I went down on the corner with my gun in my hand to kill my woman by loving another man. cause I'm grieving and worrying. Yes, I'm grieving and worrying. Yes, I'm grieving and worrying, baby, by the way you do. Now, if I should call you mama and you refuse to come, hot spring water sure won't help you none, cause I'm grieving and worrying. Yes, I'm grieving and worrying. Yes, I'm grieving and worrying, baby, by the way you do. Now you call me in the morning and you call me late at night. You swear that you love me, but you sure don't treat me right. Now I'm grieving and worrying. Yes, I'm grieving and worrying. Yes, I'm grieving and worrying, baby, by the way you do. Play that thing. Now, baby, I cried all night and all the night before. But if you can stand to leave me, I can stand to see you go. Cause I'm grieving and worrying. Yes, I'm grieving and worrying. Yes, I'm grieving and I'm worrying, baby, about the way you do. Now you say you're going to leave me all alone by myself. But if you ever come back, baby, maybe I'll be loving someone else. Then you'll be grieving and worrying. You'll be grieving and worrying. You'll be grieving and worrying, baby, by the way I do.
Good evening, everybody. This is Courtney. The old guys at WFMU. Finally, rid of that scoundrel Fabio. Yes, finally. Well, we opened up to find music in tonight's program with the Corman Hawkins Quartet, the Thelonious Monk on the piano. And then Bo Carter sang a nice little song called Let Me Roll Your Lemon. Song about fruit. Yes, anyway, look, these days, the WFMU management has compelled me to return to the Jersey City studio to host this fine program. Yeah, for almost a year, they allowed me to broadcast from the comfort of my pouting shanty in East Orange. But station manager Ken Friedman decided that by allowing me to broadcast my program from a distant location, he realized that he was relinquishing some measure of control over my behavior on the air and in the studio. You know, those who study totalitarian impulses in everyday life define that sort of person as a control freak, as Ken. Well, so I'm back in Jersey City, but I'm not doing anything different. I'm still sipping some Sly Weasel bourbon during the program, and I'm puffing a fragrant Rancho Malario while I spin these platters. This is in clear violation of station policy, because the station doesn't believe in doing things that bring pleasure into service of radio. It's all about, WFMU, it's all about punishment and self-loathing and inflicting pain on the listeners. If the job of a WFMU disc jockey is to make listeners as miserable as possible, especially by playing their dreary, joyless music, then the DJs must be equally miserable. It's a shared misery. You know, WFMU has a motto. Well, they have many, but the one that always struck me as true is, their motto is, why struggle alone when we can fail together? Well, This program, Yo Kaiser Show, is about success. Music or success. Commercial success. Artistic success. And these kinds of success are best achieved in conjunction, I find anyway, with cigars and bourbon. They make me feel good. And in the process, I make you feel good. And that's why this program is so different from all the other crappy shows on WFMU. Remember, in the land of the so-called free, you have a choice. And on the radio of the so-called free form, you can self-identify with the losers, or you can salute the flag of the winner. Yeah, just one, that's me. Look, we got to pay the bills around here. Gus is off this week. I don't have any new commercials with Gus Bodenheim, but his sister Junita is here with a fine product from Delbarton Industrial Fluids.
Ladies, nobody likes a funeral, but who doesn't love the fresh, unspoiled complexion of the dearly departed? Well, with recent government deregulation, you can have the flawless visage today that was once available only to the deceased. The new After Party skincare and cosmetics line is formulated with the very same scientific care and components as the Lady Mortine family of industrial preparations you may have seen on your female friends and loved ones, and which has been a personal beauty secret of lady undertakers for years. Going on a date but afraid your king-sized pores will kill the mood? With heaven-sent elastomeric resin, After Party's 2-in-1 humectant and sealer, you'll get the same satiny polished skin effects seen in the centerfolds of Embalmer's Companion, with no distracting surface glare or fumes. Just in one coat, create a lasting impression with After Party's signature serum recomposition. With its range of tones and textures, you can recreate a natural, serene, weatherproof tower and no more cakey buildup, so your lifelike result will endure for days, no matter where they find you. After Party's Fresh Flesh Lip formulas include a proprietary 30-weight filler that will make even the plainest, driest lips plump, velvety, and irresistible. And the tasteful variety of colors are guaranteed not to fade or flake. It's like a perpetual smile. Each After Party product comes with a professional quality applicator used by the industry's finest technicians. These include German forged scalpels, mini and maxi spatulas, a multi-purpose burnishing tool and scraper, bone knife, and rotary wimble for those occasional stubborn areas. And each applicator does double duty in your crafting closet or utility drawer. If you like taxidermy, you'll love the wimble. Caution, sterilize after use. Ask for After Party skincare and cosmetics from Delbarton Specialty Fluids and finer drugstores. You'll look like heaven on earth. Thank you.
song. Everybody got to don't kill me, Penny Tension's gonna be my
There's a fine band there from Eddie Lang and Frank Signorelli. And that was called Melody Man's Dream. Before that was Winifred Atwell. She gave us the 17th century boogie. Maynard Baird and his orchestra did Postage Stomp. Bobby Cadillac with the Carbolic Acid Blues. And then Unita. Thank you, Unita Bodenheim, for selling some airtime for this program, because we got bills to pay. You know, and you know, this is Courtney, your guide on WFMU. Starting next week, I will move away from Fabio. That's right. The restraining order goes into effect. And he's been ordered to keep 48 hours away from me. So they're moving me to Tuesday night at 7 o'clock on WFMU, starting next week. Now, we're back here in the Jersey City studios to host my weekly program. So while I was here, I had a chance to visit the place that WFMU has named Monty Hall. It's on the first floor here at WFMU. The address, it was 43 WFMU Boulevard. It's the first floor. It's called Monty Hall. Apparently, it used to be something of a modest entertainment emporium. You know, the kind of thing we used to call vaudeville. Well, it's a little stage with a curtain. That's a dressing room. You walk down a flight of stairs. That's a dressing room there. They'd have all manner of entertainment in Monty Hall. They had musicians, singers, comedians, tap dancers, clowns with seltzer bottles, and maybe they'd show a film there. Also, in this vaudeville pit, WFMU would feature jugglers, animal acts, contortionists, and blackface minstrel shows. These were very popular, I was told, especially the animal acts and the minstrel shows. Yeah, right here. There's a sign when you walk in. There's a sign hanging over the ticket booth near the front door. It says, a little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your pants. Yeah. Well, anyway, so there was this disease going around over the past year. Maybe you read about it. So last year, they canceled all the shows in Monty Hall, and they closed the place down. Now that they're allowing the DJs back into the building, they've reopened Monty Hall, but not for its original purpose. I walked in last week and discovered that WFMU has converted Monty Hall into a slave labor camp. There were all these people working. None of them were DJs. I didn't recognize anyone. They were apparently lured off the streets with promises of glory and a free lunch if they'd provide unpaid labor to the station. And once inside, they were held captive and forced to work. There was one lady DJ. I recognized her, and she stood by with her arms folded, clutching a bullwhip. Well, some of these pitiful people were chained to tables, stuffing and sealing envelopes. Others were forced to lift heavy boxes of T-shirts and station memorabilia. A few had tried to escape, and they were shackled to the walls. I looked into their sunken eyes. I saw their hopeless gazes. There was an air of despair about the place. Their lives had effectively ended. They thought about their loved ones and realized they would never see them again. Well, they've hung a different sign on the wall of Monty Hall. It says, Arbeit macht frei. Well, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, WFMU seems to have a good thing going here. This is the way I should recruit my staff. It's very economical. So I'm checking with the so-called volunteer, that's in quotes, volunteer director Scott Williams, on how he pulled this off. It was a most impressive operation. Well, anyway, we're going to go back to the music now on the Old Codger Show on WFMU. Thank you.
baby cheeks and turned up nose and curly hair. I'm raving about my baby now. Pretty little dimples here and dimples there. Don't want to live without her. I love her, goodness knows. I wrote a song about her, and here's the way it goes. Baby face, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something. Baby face, I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a show, so I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. You were just a baby, that's not so long ago. You must have been the cutest thing. And I can picture you at every baby show, just winning every ribbon. Your sweet baby way, say honest, I ain't fibbing. You win them all today with that little baby face. You've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You have started something with that baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a show, but I just naturally fell in love with your pretty baby face. Now, baby face, I used to always call you baby face. And I dialed you up in prettiest baby lace, you remember? Baby face. Why, I never even tarried. But after we were married, oh, baby face, is asking alimony, and it's a funny case. Since she got the ring, I call her everything. Well, that is everything but baby face. Baby face, you sure look pretty with that baby face. You'd win the beauty prize in any race. Baby face, you must be athletic, or is it just cosmetic, baby face? At any baby show, you'd surely take first place. But at the break of dawn, with all the makeup gone, oh boy, what a face. Thank you.
With that set of music, you're at the Orcasa Show. Remember, we only play 70 RPM records. Like they're going out of style. We opened up that set with the new music of Reginald Forsythe. It was new in 1934. We heard Serenade for a Wealthy Widow from Reginald Forsythe. Whispering Jack Smith sang Babyface. A Dream Scott Quintet with Snake Woman. And then Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. That was Big Spiderbeck on the cornet. And they did Crazy Cat. Now, this is the Old Codger Show, and as you know, if you're a regular listener to the Old Codger Show, usually at this point in the program, we were originally planning to air the soundtrack of a major motion picture starring Flip the Frog. Well, we had planned to air the one entitled Flip Goes to China. But WFMU station manager, who shall remain nameless, said it was full of offensive stereotypes. And he, or she, who shall remain nameless, prohibited the broadcast of the soundtrack of this major motion picture. Well, I don't know what he, or she, is talking about. Flip is not an offensive stereotype. He's a frog. But he does not fit the stereotypical profile of a frog. Do frogs wear suspenders? Do frogs drive cars? Do frogs play the ukulele? No. Flip is unique. There is no other frog like Flip. He is a positive role model for other frogs. He defies stereotypes. Flip has received awards and accolades in the amphibian community for his tireless efforts to raise awareness of swamp culture and to keep his fellow frogs off the menu at French restaurants. Anyway, since the station manager, who shall remain nameless, has confiscated the 78 RPM disc that contained the soundtrack for Flip Goes to China, well, instead, we're going to have to air another one, and we've got the soundtrack for Flip's Lunchroom instead. And remember, it is starring Flip the Frog! Do you want me to repeat that? You didn't hear it? Flip the Frog! Anyway, the guest stars, you'll see them. Well, you'll hear them anyway. Maybe you'll see them. Maybe they don't have speaking parts. I forget. It's a major motion picture, you know. We're only going to play the audio. Where the guests will be, let's see, Mommy Sochil, Jiffy JPEG. There's a Chick and Endevere Mousley, Chi-Chi Cabron, Arnie the Rock Belvedere. And in this one, Mickey Rooney's cousin. That's right, Mickey Rooney's cousin, Raul Rooney Jr.
Yeah. I've been a roaming Romeo, my Juliets have been many, but now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Heaven help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. Everything I've got, I bet on you. Everything I've got, every single thing I've got, I bet on you.
There's a man, has the old maids wishing for new ambition every time they see him passing along. What a man, what a man, he's a real live petter, a sweetheart getter, when I tell you I'm not telling you wrong. Has the arms that are big and strong, does he know where those arms belong? Oh, you have no idea. Has he ways that I love so much? Does he speak with his sense of touch? Oh, you have no idea. He's got a million in the bank, and that helps a lot. But say that million in the bank is only part of what he's got. Gosh, oh gee, do I want to swear, could he answer a maiden's prayer? Oh, you have no idea. Has he lips all the girls adore? Does he know what he's got 'em for? Oh, you have no conception. are full of love, do they show what he's thinking of? Oh, you have no idea. He's got that what people can't name. And say that what could make the wildest woman tame. Hot as fire, all the girls agree. Does he spark when he's out with me? Oh, you have no idea. Does he love like a desert cheek? When he necks, can he make him weak? Oh, you have no realization. Has he got what the girls all crave? When they're with him, does he behave? Come to me for information. He claims he's traveled quite a lot in far distant lands. I don't know if it's true or not, but boy, he sure has traveling hands. Like an auto, he changes speeds. Has he got what his Sophie needs? Oh, you have no idea.
We're closing out the show with a song by the woman who was rightfully known as the last of the Red Hot Mamas. Nobody knew that better than me. Oh, Sophie. Oh, yeah, that was You Have No Idea from Sophie Tucker. Fred Astaire sang I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. And kind of a lunchroom set there. Johnny Dunn and his band did Ham and Eggs. And we heard Rip the let me say it properly. Nah, let's not. Flip the Frog! Yeah. Flip's Lunchroom from 1933. We heard the soundtrack. Hopefully, in a future show, we're going to be able to air the soundtrack for Flip Goes to China, even though the station manager, who shall remain nameless, seems to want to ban it from the airwaves for some strange reason. Anyway, next week, the old Kaiser show, because of the restraining order that Fabio can't be within 48 hours of me, this show is moving to Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on WFMU. So tune in again next week on Tuesday, okay? There won't be any Fabio around, we promise. And stay tuned for Hardy White. This is the old codger at WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
It's the Lou Register Fun Hour.
I'm Lou.
Join Lou and his friends.
Just the good times and the bad times.
Most of my life can be reduced to a series of events that are significant or which I deem significant. Things that I can tell in story form. Everything else is filler. All the times in between. Hours and hours of eating and using the bathroom and sleeping. Sometimes a combination of those things. But none of them out of the ordinary. They are the ordinary. In fact, I'd say that most of my life is filler. And then there's these moments that are, I don't know, 5 to 5 hours long that are significant. Maybe they're not even significant, but something different happens and makes them notable. For instance, I could be just at work and then something will fall out of the sky, like a car or a planet or something like that, and it'll make a sound, a new kind of sound that I don't usually hear in the course of the day. And so it'll stand out. And so I want to tell people about it. The other night I was trying to fall asleep and I couldn't. I lay there in my bed and I tossed and I turned. And then I flipped my pillow over to the cold side. And I thought about that. And I imagined that I was laying on a stone ledge of a mountain overlooking a great valley. And in that valley, a stream. And coming up over the horizon, there were storm clouds. And so I crawled slightly back into the cave so I would be in some shelter. And I turned my stone pillow over again to the even colder side. And I looked out onto the horizon. And I imagined myself a lion and then a bird.
And then I imagined myself a pile of bones laying there for years, looking at the same view, watching the rain, watching the darkness fall. And then maybe I would blow away. And I would be the stone pillow. And I would flip myself over to the cold side. And I would just keep flipping. My view might change to the back of the cave at some point, and to the infinite darkness therein. And I would send my imagination into it ahead of myself, to look around, to anticipate what might come out at me. And I imagine all sorts of things, a lion, a goat. I imagine a pile of bones assembling itself and walking out and confronting its flesh on the ledge of this mountain, which is really a bed. And all this goes on the cold side of my pillow, while the warm side of my pillow contains a little village, a hot, jungly one. And the people there crawl on their bellies because the sky is so low, and it is white, and it is dark, and it is warm. And occasionally the world flips end over end, and they rise to the surface and they face their God. This is the filler. This is the stuff in between the events. Then you wake up and do a show or a job interview. That was just the filler.
On driving. Do you even know where you're going?
So essentially all I have to do is fall asleep with a cartoon on, and then my brain will integrate that with reality, and I will create another space, another dimension, a shadow space made up of real and cartoon. And into that world I will introduce Lou, a real person, and he will live in a world where time shifts from one scene to another without anything to connect them. In real life, we must experience all of these spaces between the scenes that matter, so to speak, the events that are significant. We see time as acts in a play, strung together with nothing really in between, just a sort of ordinariness, a sort of zombie-like state that we walk through in order to get to the next event, the time event. And when we read fiction, we always read it like that. One special thing that happened in time and in space, but not connected. I'm going to drop Lou into that. And he's going to think, I was just at the beach and now I'm in a car. It doesn't make any sense. Where are the bits in between? Where's all the space? If I took all the space out of music, it would be one loud noise. And some people enjoy that, and I don't blame them. It is sort of nice. But when something's not there, then you notice it's missing. I walked up to the grocery store one time, and I looked around for the bench that I always sit on. It wasn't there. Lou sits there with me. I turned to Lou. I said, Lou, look. He said, what? I said, what's missing? He said, I don't understand. I said, what do you see? He says, I don't see anything. And I said, more precisely, what don't you see? And he said, Jesus? And I said, well, that's many. All right. Well, that's not there either. But I was thinking the bench. Oh, where have you gone, Lou? Have you floated off in another direction? Where are you now? There's comic book characters like that. You're speaking to me now. Where else are you? I'm watching a baseball game. I'm watching Joe DiMaggio. The nation turns its lonely eyes to him. And what's he do? What's he do with the lonely eyes? He hits a baseball because the eyeballs remind him of a baseball. And so he smacks those eyes with a bat, symbolically. Oh, that's an event. What happened before and after that? I don't know. It's a blur. I can't even tell you what I ate for lunch yesterday. Does it matter? What matters? Only things that can go into a story? That doesn't seem right. I'm going to correct that. Will you come with me? I'm going to go off on an adventure. I'm going to go off half-cocked, as they said. You have to cock it all the way, or the bullets or the BBs don't go all the way in, and maybe they explode in your face. Oh, my good intentions have done that before. Things have backfired on me. I wanted to set things right, and I set things wrong. How do I know what's wrong? How do I know what's right? How do I know what's better or best or even good? I'm just guessing. I am making this up as I go along. I am forced to improvise, because if I write something down and hand it to you, and it's wrong, what then? What'll I do then? All right, Lou, it's showtime. Turn that off. I need to concentrate on driving.
Do you even know where you're going?
To the ghost hospital. I just don't know where it is.
Why do we have to go to a ghost hospital?
You need a hospital, and I need an adventure. So we kill two birds and one idiot with one stone.
It's just that haunted stuff is sometimes not the same quality as non-haunted stuff, like the haunted all-you-can-eat place.
Granted.
Why is the car making all those cartoon noises?
It's not the car. It's coming from outside. The whole place is weird and haunted.
Haunted by what?
What?
By what? Haunted by what?
Oh, I don't know.